Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is a manic Monday. It's really nice outside, so feeling a little warm once again. And, you know, we've got a little chance of rain later on this week, but next weekend looks like it's going to be nice. And I think the following week, before we get another cold front, sure it was nice over the weekend, and I hope you got out and found a way to enjoy it. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this manic Monday afternoon, 15 days away from Election Day. We will be here on Election Day, November 3rd. And we will also be here November 4th, 5th, 6th, and I guess 7th. We'll be here afterwards to talk about it. Because there is going to be a lot to talk about after, regardless of who wins. And don't be so quick to believe the polls. The truth is, there are people who are embarrassed to say that they're voting for President Trump. That's a sad thing, but it is reality. There are people who've told me they're afraid to put a Trump sign. On their front yard. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, we talked about this recently on the show. When it gets to the point where, you know, we can't respect that somebody has a right to support a candidate we don't like. How is that not part of America? You know, there are always two main candidates running against each other. And every election cycle, one of them loses. They both can't win. One of them loses. And as Americans, we accept the loss. And I hope, whether you are for Trump or for Biden, I hope you are prepared to be an American. I hope you're prepared to accept the final outcome, because at some point there will be a final outcome. Also, John Fogerty is still upset that President Trump is using the song Fortunate Son at his rallies. We'll talk a little bit more about that this half hour. I loved the cold opening of Saturday Night Live. If you haven't seen it, Google it. It was funny. It was dueling town hall meetings with Alec Baldwin as President Trump and with Jim Carrey as Joe Biden. And, I'm glad they've got somebody playing Joe Biden. And by the way, they made fun of Joe Biden. They made fun of Joe Biden not knowing where things are, not knowing where the guest who was asking the question, where that guest was. They made fun about him being cohesive. So Saturday Night Live made fun of Joe Biden. If Joe Biden is elected president, believe me, they will make fun of President Biden as well. I thought it was funny. There were aspects of it that were very funny. At one point, Alec Baldwin was asked about tweet. In fact, Kate McKinnon did a really great job of playing Savannah Guthrie from NBC News. And President Trump was asked about tweeting conspiracy theories. And he said, I didn't tweet it. It was a retweet, which is a short way of a really smart tweet. So I thought there was some funny stuff there. If you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And also, I read an article that says, Here's the title of the article. Now that I'm working remotely, can I move to Bermuda? And it says that my office has switched to working remotely forever. So I'm thinking about ditching my cold, expensive New York apartment and working from Bermuda or Barbados, where they're offering year-long work from home visas. Do I need to clear it with my boss, with HR first? Seems like it's none of their business where I live, as long as I'm getting the work done. There are businesses right now dealing with people who are making plans to move. And it's because they can now do their job from another city. If you could move, where would you move to? Would you do your job? Would you enjoy doing the job that you're doing right now from another city? And isn't that one of the big things that we've learned from the pandemic? That we don't have to go into a cubicle. We don't have to go into an office. You know, to some degree, there's camaraderie in an office, but then also there's a lot of office gossip. There's an awful lot of high school antics that take place in offices, and hearsay and backstabbing. Would you miss that? So we'll also talk about if you could work from home and live somewhere else, would you leave this city? Whatever city you're in, would you leave the city you're in and live somewhere else and do your job? If you want to join us this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke will do some of your text messages coming up. And right now, let's go to Metairie. And Donald, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
All right. It was kind of different, and I know this is going to be off subject of what you've been doing for what past 50-some years. You've been amazing on the radio. You've been doing everything you're supposed to be doing. You've been helping the people. You really are people first, and that's why I'm reaching out to you. But how you doing anyway?
I appreciate that, Tom. I'm doing okay. I mean, it's nice of you, to ask. I appreciate that. Yeah, I have been doing this for a long time. This year has been 50 years, and I still love what I do. So, some days are rough, but I feel like I do have the ability to be empathetic to people who are different from me and not like me. And I thank God that I have that characteristic and that trait.
Oh yeah, that's big nowadays in 2020. But the reason why I'm calling in. I was working at an establishment in Metairie, Louisiana. Uh-huh. I don't want to say the name just yet.
Okay.
Because I'm still taking legal action on it. But
okay, well then don't say
the name. It's a popular establishment. It's within the 5400 block of veterans. I was working there. I was the only black employee. I've been working there since, I'll say, Super Bowl Sunday of last year. I'm the only black employee that was working there at the time. I just lost my job last Thursday due to the fact that I was called the N-word by one of the owners of the establishment.
Wait, you lost your job because one of the owners called you the N-word?
Yeah, and I started to defend myself. So he made up an excuse saying, oh, we don't need you here anymore. We don't need this. He's just making up lies about me, but I have video evidence of him saying racist remarks towards me, my coworkers. He speaks very poorly about African Americans. He's very disrespectful to black women. He's a racist. You know.
Well, I think you should pursue legal action, especially if you have some evidence. I would pursue that. That's just not acceptable behavior.
Yes, I already filed with the EEOC about this incident, and I'm taking all the proper steps, and I just wanted to really expose him. And
well, I don't want to mention I don't want to mention the name, Donald, and here's why. That's okay. I'm protecting them.
No,
but somebody could call up and say that about their competition just to give mm-hmm. them a bad name temporarily on the radio. And I don't, I'd rather not do that. And I appreciate it. But let me know what happens. And if there's action taken, well, we can certainly talk about that, you know, once that hits the news. I'm sorry that happened to you. What about more immediately in the meantime? You lost your job. Are you going to be okay?
No, not really. I'm trying to still pay my rent. I just paid off almost $3,500 in back pay as far as, like, the COVID. You know, everyone was out of work for a while. And, you know, mm-hmm. I just finished paying that off. Now I got to worry about the first now.
Well, it's 2020, and for any employer to treat you that way is unacceptable, and it says a lot about the employer, not about you. And I think you know that not everybody feels that way.
Oh, no, I know that for a fact. It's just the one that was taught and raised like that.
Yep. Well, Donald, I hope things work out for you. Thoughts and prayers with you. Good people win in the end. So if you did a good job at the place where you were, then somebody can use you. And I hope you find a job soon. And stay in touch with us and let us know what goes on, Donald.
Will do, sir. Thank you.
All right, Donald. I appreciate the call. I mean, oh, I know. Racism doesn't exist anymore, does it? Oh, we have to. Oh, slavery was a long time ago. So none of this exists anymore. BS. It does exist. It does exist. And I think I know the place he's talking about. Only because that was my neighborhood growing up, one side of Veterans Highway, and I'm familiar with the address. I'm familiar with that this area of addresses on Veterans Highway. And I can think of a place that this might apply to, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. But if it does turn into a news story, we can talk about it. Something else that we can start talking about this afternoon is this Kamari Harrison Act. Remember the young student in Jefferson Parish who was suspended last month because there were BB guns in the background of his room while he was virtual schooling? And so this House bill would change things, and Jefferson Parish school leaders are urging the legislature to reject the bill. And I don't know everything about the bill, but this is the question. Should you be able to have anything in the background if you're in a virtual learning situation? If your room is the virtual classroom, and not only the teacher, but other students can see the classroom, right? Other students can see this. Shouldn't there be some extension of the rules from the classroom to your room? I mean, if something happens as the actions of somebody else, if something happens, you know, a warning, I don't agree with this, you know, strict suspension immediately. And then last week we talked about the guy that was told by his teacher in Tom's River, New Jersey. He had a Trump banner behind him, and a teacher told him to take it down. Well, it turns out that the school district didn't have any rules for that. But if other students can see that, couldn't that be considered disruptive? But then I don't know why we just don't learn to accept the fact that, you know, we're all different. And whether it's Biden Harris or Trump Pence, you know, maybe we shouldn't be so overly sensitive. Oh, my God, I just can't look at that. Maybe we shouldn't be so sensitive to that. If you've got a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. So I think this would be a good campaign song for President Trump. You know, there's going to be some talk about songs that he shouldn't play, but I think this is a song that President Trump could play as a campaign song. Yeah. Count me in. Yeah. You know, that's Gary Lewis and the Playboys. And I got some correspondence from somebody a couple of months ago on the show that Gary Lewis is living in this area and he listens to this show every day. So, Gary Lewis, if you're listening, man, thank for some great music from my childhood. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. You know, it's okay to boogie-woogie with a mask, okay? You can wear a mask. It's okay. I saw a lot of people out boogie-woogieing in the French Quarter, and they were not wearing masks. And, you know, I'm glad the mayor opened some things up, but I think there's responsibility that falls on us as individuals to be responsible and do the right thing and wear a mask and social distance. If not, we're going to see a surge in the numbers. And guess what? The mayor's going to have to close stuff down again. We're going to talk more about that coming up in the next hour. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Manic Monday. Here is an email that says, if I put a Trump sticker or sign, it makes us a target. If we put a Trump sticker or sign, it makes us a target of crazy left. Not worth the chance. I definitely wouldn't want my wife to have a sign, shirt, or sticker. Even congressmen were attacked in D.C. My little brother suggested that we should go to New Orleans during a protest and put Trump stickers on the cars. Well, your little brother's wrong, because if my car's out there, I don't want you to put a sticker on it. And you see, I didn't say Trump sticker. I don't want you to put a sticker on it. If it's a Trump sticker, I don't want it on there. If it's a Biden-Harris sticker, I don't want it on there. You keep your hands off my car. And I'll keep my hands off your car. I mean, that's the way it should be. So I hope you influence your little brother and tell him that that's wrong. And you think that's going to change anybody's mind? No, it's not. It's a way of trying to punish people because maybe they don't support Trump. But believe me, look, I think there are plenty of reasons not to put out a Biden-Harris sign. There are some mean, vicious people on the right that will take action. So, you know, if you're going to be paranoid, you need to be honest enough to be paranoid because of the potential of actions from both sides, because both sides have violent people who are willing to do violent things in the name of their candidate. And one group will do that in the name of Trump. Another group will do that in the name of Biden, which may actually be more anti-Trump than pro-Biden. Before I get back to your calls, let's go to our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke, with a couple more of your text messages.
In regard to people working remotely, the text reads, if the guy in New York moving to Barbados doesn't get a cost of living adjustment, let his employer know. I'll do his job at half price.
That's funny. Well, you know, that's the other thing is, you know, people, you know, look, this is a capitalist society and the bottom line is important. And if somebody can do a job as good or better than you, it doesn't matter how long you've been doing your job. I mean, you might lose it. So the point is, no matter how long you've been doing your job, do the job the best you can. Let's do another one.
In regard to celebrities leaving if the election doesn't break their way, Trump may just leave the country if he loses. He loses the protection of the office if he is not reelected. Do you want to guess how many lawyers will be waiting for him?
Yeah, I mean, Trump may seek asylum in another country from tax issues and from other things. Look, there's no doubt that one of the reasons the president wants to win reelection is because he doesn't want to face what he may face in the Southern District of New York. And, you know, you can criticize me for bringing this up, but there are a lot of questions. A lot of questions. Let's do another one.
All right. You know, when you text, if you text us at 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. and at 4 p.m., we can read all those in the same time. So I pulled up a text here. This person's been texting us all day. And it says, okay, are we just going to gloss over the Hunter Biden story from the weekend? I mean, that's rhetorical. Of course you won't. Nothing to see here, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, there's nothing new to see here. Let me go back to some information here. Let me see if I can find this. If there's something new about this or something legitimate about this, I'll talk about it. I'm not here to protect Joe Biden. But understand that this surge of interest in the emails kind of like with Clinton's emails. This surge of interest in this is coming from conservative media. And it's from Giuliani and Steve Bannon. And these are not the two most reliable sources or credible sources when it comes to leaking information. And so there are big questions about whether or not this is legitimate. And if you don't let somebody from the outside come in and verify, an independent source verify that it's legitimate, then it's going to be considered bogus. But let me see if I can find what I'm looking for. Okay, here it is. This is from the website Mediate.com. Fox News, I'm sorry, what? Mediate.com. Fox News was first approached by Rudy Giuliani to report on the files alleged to have come from Hunter Biden's unclaimed laptop left at a Delaware computer repair shop. But that news division, Fox News, chose not to run with the story unless it or until the sourcing or veracity of the emails could be properly vetted. Also, a Senate-led panel before the laptop came into issue here. Now, again, if the laptop is something new, then, you know, let's see. But don't shroud it in red flags. Verify that it's real. If it is, just let it be verified that it's real. But a Republican-led Senate panel ruled on the Biden-Hunter Biden issue a long time ago, and there was nothing there. It might seem really wrong and unethical to you, but that doesn't mean that they did anything illegal. And I'm going to say it again. If they did something illegal, how can you possibly be mad at the media for not talking about it? You should be mad at the president and the Republicans for not following through on it. Trump and the Republicans, if there's something really there with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, the Republicans and the president let you down. And why did they do that? It's easy for somebody to say this is a bigger deal than it really is. And it benefits the president, so he's not going to say anything about it. But we don't know this for sure. Again, a lot of red flags about this. This is not a bar room where we just, you know, talk about any BS we want to talk about. And so when it appears to be legitimate, you bet I'll talk about it. From Ponchatoula, John, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, John.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for having me on your show. Can you hear me?
Sure. Thanks for holding. Yeah, I can.
I have one prediction and one comment. My prediction is I think it's going to be a landslide for Trump, even worse than before. And my comment is that text message just stole my thunder about the Hunter Biden emails. All things being equal and all the sources being equal, if that would have been one of Trump's sons, it would have been all over the media for the last month, day in, day out. And I think everybody, and you kind of lean towards the liberal side, which is your right as an American, I even think you could agree with what I just said. For some reason, they saying there's nothing to see here, but I can guarantee if it was one of Trump's boys, we couldn't get enough of this stuff. And from what I'm hearing, in the next 3 days, it's not just emails. They said there's drug use and there's child pornography on it.
Okay, well, it's easy for them to say that. So let's see. If that's the case, then that's horrible stuff. John, that's horrible stuff. And I will talk about it. But right
if you
now,
and I
there's
had
nothing.
A computer at a MacBook Pro shop, and we had that garbage on it, we would come and get arrested. And it's mum. You can't even find it. You have to go to these extreme sites to find any kind of mention of it. And I just find it kind of like a double standard. That's all I'm saying.
All right, but don't you find it interesting that the President of the United States is as powerful as he is? He's using William Barr, Attorney General, and the Justice Department for his own use. And the Republicans
did it with Eric Holder.
Not to this degree. That's my opinion.
Oh.
But,
okay.
Well, not to this degree.
I respectfully disagree with you.
Okay. All right. But
Eric Holder had the the guns in Texas, he swept that under the rug. So they both do. I respectfully disagree with it. They both do the same thing with the attorney general. I think all presidents use the attorney general.
I don't think it has been as I don't think it has been as overt. But again, let's disagree on that. So the point is, why, if Trump is so powerful and if Republicans lead the Senate, why weren't the Bidens charged?
That's one of the mysteries of the universe. I think that from what
but,
I'm
But I mean, why get mad at the media for not talking about it if the president and the Senate, Republican-led Senate, is not doing anything about it?
With the media is what I stated a little earlier, is there seems to be a double standard.
Of course there is.
If Trump stubs his toe, they say, oh, he just had a stroke, he can't walk. You know, and Obama could do no wrong, or it's just that's what drives me nuts. And it's not.
That's why you've got Fox News and the conservative media, because they there's a lot of conservative media out there that balances things out. It's not as unbalanced as it once was. And there's always been this concern of the liberal media. If the liberal media is that strong, how did Trump get elected?
Right. Well, it's good questions. Scoot, I've listened to you for years. Enjoy your show. Thank you. Don't agree with
Appreciate
you on everything, but I guess that's the beautiful thing about being an American.
I agree with
overseas.
That.
I just got back in town. It's just good to be back in New Orleans.
Where were you?
I was in the Middle East for 7 years. I was in Saudi Arabia.
Wow. How was that? When you leave there and look back, what do you take away from your time spent there?
Oh, it's just the freedom. Like, you can't call a radio station and say, you know what, I think Prince Mohammed bin Salman sucks. They'd come and take it away. I mean,
that's right.
You know, that's the thing. But I don't, like I said, you're a little bit liberal of me. God bless you. But I was just getting aggravated with all of this. Not a peep on this Biden story, and it would have been Trump's boys. It wouldn't have been.
Well, it's all over Fox News. It's all over Hannity. It's all over Rush. So it's all over. It's all over the conservative media and the conservative media.
MSNBC, but nobody watches that anyway. But listen,
all right, go ahead.
2 cents and nice.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me on your show, buddy.
Nice talking to you, John. Okay, so John Fogerty, lead singer and songwriter for Creedence Clearwater Revival. John Fogerty is sending a cease and desist order to President Trump, stopping him from using the song Fortunate Son at his campaign rallies. Here's the irony, and we talked about this last week. If you were here, you knew about this. This song is about somebody who is the son of a rich person who was able to get out of the draft, who didn't have to go fight because he was a fortunate son. This is a negative song, and yet Trump is playing it, and I don't even know if they know what the lyrics are. But listen to some of the lyrics. Listen. It's about rich people getting out of the draft, and Trump's playing this at his campaign rallies? That's a joke. There are a lot of songs that some people think, oh, this is a great song, this is great, a fortunate son, President Trump. It's really making fun of people like President Trump, and they're playing at his rallies. I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're coming back on WWL. It's Manic Monday. Almost every day is a manic day, but especially Mondays. Hey, the Saints didn't play this weekend. Neither did LSU. Tulane, oh my God, Tulane came so close to beating SMU. Played a hell of a game, and man, Tulane has just come close to winning so many games that, man, if they would have just been able to win so many last season and this season, if they would have been able to win those close games, they'd have a much better record. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Scoot, and we're talking about President Trump. We're talking about the coronavirus surging. We're talking about what I saw in the French Quarter. We'll talk more about that in the next hour. What I saw in the French Quarter over the weekend as the city moved into phase 3.2. And we're also people have brought up the Joe Biden controversy, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. And I'm confused about this because I'm not ignoring it. There's I don't know what to say about it because there are so many red flags that we don't know. And you may be content just totally spreading rumors and hearsay, but I'm not that comfortable doing that. So I want to wait and see what we know about it. And from the past, they've already investigated this. They didn't find anything. Let me get to your calls. From Kenner. Wayne, you're on WWL.
How you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
Hey, I know when the last time Louisiana people voted, when David Duke ran for office. And that's the kind of rhetoric we got going on with this president, man. People don't want to see that in the office, man, no more.
Well, people have voted since then. They voted in pretty big numbers. I don't remember what the percentage was of the number of people that voted in 92. I think 92, 94. I forget which year it was. I think it might have been, been 94.
That's the same type of thing that Trump trying to pull, man. The same thing, you know?
Well, in the minds of some people, yeah.
You had Bush run for office and you had Obama run for office. People can put signs on their cars. And they're scared to put a Trump sign on their cars, man. That's how bad it is out here. That's ridiculous, man.
Nobody should be afraid. I wouldn't do it, but nobody should be afraid to put any kind of sign that promotes a candidate. I mean, we should be civil enough as Americans to respect the fact that somebody else can support the candidate that you hate, and they have a right to support that candidate. All right, Wayne, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Metairie. Mike, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Mike.
Afternoon, Scoot. Real quickly on your previous call for the last one, John and Ponchatoula, about the Hunter Biden thing and his hypocrisy. Let's remember one thing. Don Jr., you know, 2 years ago on that meeting with the Russians, basically himself verified that he had a conversation with Russians about meeting with them to get dirt on his political opponent. 4 hours later, and it's on TV and video, Trump is at a news conference that he called in New Jersey with Jared Kushner standing behind him and said, hey, in about a week, we're going to have a news conference because we have some interesting information on Hillary Clinton and Russia. That is something that they completely washed over, and there's nothing to see here. So we go to Hunter Biden as something we need to see, a guy who would bring his three laptops and all this information onto a local repair shop, not a Best Buy, not an Apple store, but a local repair shop for a receipt for $85 for a guy who can't even verify if it was him because they had a Bo Biden sticker on it. And then the guy couldn't get a hold of Hunter Biden for 90 days, goes in there, finds all this information, and happens to turn it over to Rudy Giuliani. That is supposed to make me think that there's some kind of hypocrisy going on with this. Let me explain to that guy and John and Ponchatoula what the most likely thing that happened is somebody hacked into his iCloud account, which can happen. But since you can't publish stolen material, you come up with this story so that you can bring the material out to the public and mix it with fake information. Could there be real information that they stole off of his iCloud account? Absolutely. Could they have funneled fake information into this laptop so they can present it like it's his? Absolutely. That's why when they show you pictures of it, there's no metadata. There's no.
Well, and that's the problem with the metadata. You don't know who it came from. It's not showing the times. It's not showing who sent it.
Okay,
so that's a problem.
Exactly. So my point is to answer his question, we have a proven, and listen, collusion is not a crime. Conspiracy is. But look up the word collusion, John, in Ponchatoula. That specific, just that one incident between Don Jr. is collusion between his campaign and Russia. Was it a crime? That's a different story. But that's no big deal to you. This Hunter Biden thing, oh my God, how come we don't call the FBI and why isn't this all over the news and blah, 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 blah. It's ridiculous to think that go ahead.
No, and I'm going to have to move on. I do appreciate your call. The other thing is you know, John said it and so many people say it. Well, why is nobody talking about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? They are. Fox News is all over it. Conservative media is all over it. I think social media probably has just sent out this conservative talking point of, you know, nobody's talking about it. We're talking about it, but there's nothing to talk about. Give me some aspect of this that's worth talking about. And I'll talk about it. Brian Wilson and Al Jardine, original members of the Beach Boys, are saying we have nothing to do with Trump. They're very much against the Beach Boys, which is the name owned by Mike Love, another member of the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys performed at a fundraiser for President Trump in Newport Beach, California. And Brian Wilson and Al Jardine wanted to make sure that you didn't think it was them, too. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Hey, last week, Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee said he would leave America if President Trump wins the election. Bruce Springsteen indicated that he may move to Australia if President Trump wins the election. And President Trump said over the weekend that he would be so embarrassed if he lost to Joe Biden, the worst candidate ever, that he might leave the country. Oh, he was just joking, right? He was just kidding. Anyway, threats to leave the country are not anything to be taken really too seriously. All right, coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about what I saw in the French Quarter this weekend. And there's a part of me that I love seeing life back in the French Quarter. But there's a part of me that's scared. The city moved into phase 3.2. I'm glad the mayor made the decision to move into phase 3.2. But I think there are concerns about behavior. So let's talk about that. I mean, if you're still against the mask, you can be part of this conversation. If you don't wear a mask, if you refuse to wear a mask, if you go to the French Quarter, if you go party, and if you're in a group, and if you're not social distancing, and if you're not wearing a mask, what drives you to think that that's okay? And I know some of you think that's okay. I continue to wear a mask and social distance. It doesn't mean I'm not going to get it. But I'm doing all I can to prevent myself from getting it. And there's no doubt, and even Dr. Fauci said over the weekend, that there is no doubt that even a cloth covering over the face helps protect people from getting the disease. And also Chris Christie said that, a sycophant of President Trump.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.